What up?
What is going on, peeps?
To everybody out there watching, listening. I guess it's the only two options you got.
I'm sorry.
Thank you so much for tuning in to the Let's Make Out podcast.
Yes, welcome. This is a Let's Make Out podcast where we make out all things love, life, and laughter. I am your host, Gabrielle. And
I thought she was about to give me this grand announcement of who I am.
I was going to let you do this yourself.
Okay, all right. Well, and I'm the other host, Chad.
Yes, so.
You're so cute.
Yeah, that's just cute music.
That's cute.
Into it.
I can't even say it. Like, she said that so nasally. Can you say that again?
All right.
Wow, that was so nasally.
I'm sure you could do it if you tried.
All right. I sound nasally anyways because I'm so full of congested.
You're so full of congested.
I'm so full of congested, y'all. That's how congested I am. I'm full of it.
Wow. Okay.
I'm full of it.
Happy September, you guys. Man. Yes. Can you believe it's September? I can't.
You know, and real quick before we let's get the unpleasantries out the way. It is September 11th right now, so definitely remembering all of the people that were affected, lost their lives, as you know, after the act of terrorism that happened today. I can't believe it's been that long. It's been a long time.
This is kind of like a life changing event for you. Yeah. For a lot of people, but for
me specifically, for me, I was sitting in Fort Polk, Louisiana, in the Army. Thought I was going to do my 4 years, get out with some college money, and
everything changed.
Everything changed literally that morning. Everything changed for me, and so just prayers out to everybody that you know was affected, and just thank you to all the people that sacrificed. Because what happened, 18 years ago.
Yeah. Thank you to you.
Oh, thank you, love. But yeah. So, all right. So, moving on.
I'm moving right along. Let's see. We pretty much missed our whole anniversary month. How does that happen? We turned 8 last month.
We turned eight.
It's so crazy, right?
So crazy. Well, I would tell you the reason we missed is because we were traveling. We traveled a lot. We did not forget to celebrate our anniversary. We had an amazing
Awesome time celebrating.
But we just because we were traveling, we went to 3 different locations. Well, Gabriel went to one. We went to 2 together as a family.
August was busy.
August was busy.
It was really busy. So we're going to talk about our 8 years. But before we get into the topic, I want to introduce a new segment to the podcast. So if you guys remember, few podcasts ago, we did some questions. One of my favorite books is called The Book of Questions. So I'm holding it up if you're watching this, but if you are not watching, it is The Book of Questions by Gregory Stock. And I love this. She really does this book. Literally.
When we first met, like this was like. Oh my goodness.
I love this book, you guys. And I think it gives you so many things to talk about, like so many conversation starters. So I think a new segment to the podcast would be fun if every week we just pick a number and read the question and answer it. So
I love it.
Let's hop into that. We're going to call this Question of the Day.
Question of the Day.
Until I come up with something clever.
Yeah. If y'all got some ideas, let us know.
Yeah. Do you want to pick a number?
Ladies first.
I will pick, I think it goes to like 250. Let's pick 133.
133. You heard it here, folks.
That should be something ratchet.
Oh, we've already answered this one.
Have we?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Oh, because 33 is my favorite number. Okay, so
pick a different number.
Okay, how about...
We've answered that one on the podcast, guys. So there's a podcast where we answer some questions. We literally answered that one on the...
Well, shoot. How about...
It's about a corrupt president, and, well, we've got one, so...
How about 33?
Just 33?
Yeah.
You probably picked this one, too. Watch.
You guys would probably answer all of these. There's a love and sex edition of this book that I have laying around the house somewhere. I got to find it.
Okay, all right. This is a good one.
Is it?
Okay. Here you go. You ready?
Yes.
Okay. Would you want to spend a week as someone of the opposite sex? Someone very old, very beautiful, very ugly, or severely handicapped? If so, which one would you most would most intrigue you?
So it's two questions. First of all, do I even want to spend a week as the opposite sex?
Well, no, I think it's like...
Or if it's going to be the opposite sex, which type of person?
No, I think it said, would you want to spend a week as someone of the opposite sex? Someone very old, very beautiful. It's almost like...
Oh, it's options.
It's like, yeah, like... So if so, which one would most intrigue you?
Oh, okay. Ooh, that's interesting.
That's a good one.
That is a really good one. Someone very old. Someone of the opposite sex. Someone very beautiful. I do that every day.
That's right. You do. That's what I'm saying.
Someone handicapped or very ugly.
Very ugly.
Ooh, that's tough. I kind of go back and forth between someone severely handicapped or the opposite sex. I'm not sure that I... Maybe the opposite sex. I think that wins. Yeah, I think it'd be interesting to see, like, you know, what is life like as a man? Like, I'm not interested in being a man, but it would be curious. I would be curious just to, you know, see how, like, your thoughts and how the world... You know, through your eyes, how it is to be treated as a man. I mean, obviously, you probably have more respect. Sucks, but that's the truth. You know what I'm saying? Probably get more respect. Like, interesting. I mean, especially a white man. That would be, let me see, what is life like to be a white man in these streets, okay?
You'd be like, give me my respect.
Shut up.
Let me get my respect.
I think so. Interesting. But I think a close second would definitely be someone with a severe handicap. Yeah. Because I think that would be very eye-opening.
Yeah.
Especially to, you know, I don't know. I feel like I kind of have an advantage because of Gracie just, you know, being with someone who is special and being around.
If you don't know, Gracie
them,
is her little sister.
She's my sister. And she's not, I don't consider her handicapped. I don't consider her severely handicapped. But it is different when you get to see firsthand someone that lives differently than you.
Yeah.
So I do think that would be really eye-opening.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah. Do you want to answer that question? What would you pick?
No, same thing. I would severely handicap.
Yeah.
Just because, I mean, you know, I don't have interest in being a woman.
You wouldn't know what it feels like to be extra emotional and all of that good stuff.
I got you, Shouty. I know what it feels like to receive all that, so I'm good. I got Reagan, too. I'm good. Totally good. No, I think, just severely handicapped because it's like, I mean, you know, they're often forgotten as human beings, I feel like, by people. You know, they're often forgotten as, you know, a normal person. They are normal people. They just have different lives. Their lives, they have to live a little bit differently, you know. And I think that they can still be loved. They can still love.
Yes.
Gracie's one of the most loving people I've ever met. She's so sweet and so kind. You know, she prays for us all the time.
Yeah, she's
so
the best.
She is. So it's like, you know, but to see what she sees, like, you know, is her life as stressful as what we make our life to be out sometimes, you know?
That's...
You know, like, would it help you appreciate what you do have by seeing what, you know, someone who doesn't, you know, have as many things as you possibly, but they're still happy?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because I believe Gracie's happy. So hopefully that answered that question. I think that, that would be... absolutely enlightening. And I think that would help people appreciate their lives a lot more.
Yeah, absolutely. So leave a comment. Let us know what your choice would be.
Yeah, what would
be
your choice be?
We would love to know that. And let's get right into the topic.
Yes.
This is kind of just like a, I don't know, us reflecting on our 7 years of marriage. Is that how it is? It's been 7 full years because we just hit year 8, right? This is, we're getting ready to experience year 8 of 12, marriage, 13, right?
14, 15, is that how 16, it works? 17, 18, 19. No, it's been 8 years.
Oh.
We're entering into our
ninth year.
Ninth year, but it won't be 9 years until.
I don't feel like that's right.
August 2011, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, and 19.
Wow. Okay. So it has been eight whole years.
8 whole years. So we are on 8 years plus right now.
Wow. Look at us.
Wow. Okay. There's the nasal voice again.
She's so That's cute. Crazy. It so is. If you had to summarize or capture our 8 years in one word, what would it be? That was a good one, right?
It's a good one. I know. I would say in one word. Mm-hmm. Perfect.
That's a good one.
Yeah, it's perfect, man.
Perfect.
I couldn't have asked for anything better. Like this.
Wow, I like that one. That was a good
nothing.
One.
Nothing. I mean, not saying that we are perfect.
Right.
Just saying that.
Yeah, I got that.
You are perfect for me.
Yeah.
You have made life perfect.
Oh, thanks, love.
You're welcome.
You're so sweet. Yeah. That was really sweet. Let's see. If I had to pick a word, I was going to go with, beautiful.
Yeah, that's a good
one.
I just
think that our union is beautiful.
Absolutely.
Our life, our children, like just, it's just been a beautiful journey.
And man, tell me about it.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I love that.
And it gets better every day, too. It really does. It's crazy.
Okay.
No, that's emotions. You got emotions in your eyes, Shawty.
So I don't know. We wanted to do something to commemorate our 8 year anniversary. And I don't know. I mentioned this to Chad yesterday. I was just thinking about the whole 7 year itch. And how people say, like, around year 7, like, you in it or you out. Like, it either makes you or it breaks you. And, I don't know. I just kind of wanted to get your thoughts on that because statistically they say that, I guess, divorce, it happens around that mark for couples for whatever reason. Like, what I was reading, it was saying usually around year 4. Gets a little tough, and by year 7, they've either made it through or they've just gotten to where it's like
done.
It's
done,
a wrap.com.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. So, and it's interesting because I don't feel like we experienced anything close to that.
See, that's,
like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think that's where we differ. We don't have that it's interesting. All these things you read about, like, we have not experienced that stuff. And if we've experienced any of it, it was not dynamic enough for us to remember it.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good point.
Think about it. Like, if we had something, I don't remember us having anything. I mean, that's so.
No, I feel like the biggest thing we went through was infertility. And I think that could be hard. It could either make you or break you.
Absolutely.
Because you can get into the blame game, or, you know what I'm saying, like, harbor these feelings like, well, it's your fault we're going through this, or
exactly.
It's your fault, you know what I'm saying? So I think that could have been a really rough time for us, but I honestly feel like it brought us closer.
It brought us closer.
Yeah.
Because we were in it together,
so much
man.
Closer.
Like, we were in it together. Like, that's the thing is, we do life together.
Better together,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. We do life together.
Like,
everything.
That's somebody's slogan.
Yeah, right? We do everything together.
Yeah.
And
Yeah, so I'm going to read this because I gave a little synopsis of what it is. But this article says the 7-year itch is basically the idea that long-term couples will fall into a sort of relationship slump around the 7-year mark. One or both parties may start to feel restless. They might start questioning their feelings. They may start questioning, their feelings. And there's a tendency to feel less satisfied in the relationship as a whole. If you think the 7-year itch is just an old wives' tale, relationship experts actually say otherwise. So this article I found, it was talking about signs that major red flags that you're not going to make it. So I don't know. I thought it was interesting just to kind of go through the flags. So yeah, the first one is you take each other for granted. And
every day, Sean. Every day.
I think that's an easy trap to fall into.
It is.
Because you get into a routine and you expect that your spouse is going to do this or that they're going to do that. And it's like you don't even, it's just autopilot.
I think, and that's where, but I think that that's where you counter, for us, where you counter it with knowing each other's love language and the way that your spouse ticks, because for instance, we had to talk about this the last week, a week or two ago, talking about for mine is words of affirmation. Yeah. Hers is acts of service. So it can simply be, we can simply show each other love by me going and washing a load of dishes and then her saying, thank you so much for washing a load of dishes.
Yeah.
I really appreciate it. That is both of our love languages. Because she's giving me words of affirmation that you just took care of something. Yep. I appreciate you. And I took care of something that she needs. Mm-hmm. Well, I thought you were going to do the dishes. You didn't do the dishes.
Yeah.
So, it becomes this nagging thing that a man can do and a woman can do. Women aren't the only ones that can nag. Yeah. Men can nag too.
Yeah.
And
it's the sense of there's no gratefulness.
Yeah. Why can't you appreciate someone for doing something that's simple?
Yeah.
You appreciate.
Whether you feel like they should do it or not.
Yeah, exactly. Just show appreciation. Mm-hmm. This is the supposed person. It's supposed to be the person that you want to be with for the rest of your life, that you want to encourage and grow and win with for the rest of your life. So why are you going to tear them down or not show them appreciation?
Yeah.
And let me be honest, men need appreciation. Men need appreciation from their wives or from their significant other. They need that appreciation. I think it's just in our DNA where when we have someone that loves us and they appreciate us, it's the best thing in the world.
Yeah, because it goes along with that feeling of being respected, you think?
Yeah, maybe it's respect. I don't need, but yeah, just being appreciated, knowing that you're doing something that your loved one appreciates, it means the world, and then vice versa. Women, they need someone that's going to, has responsibility, that's going to be able, they're going to treat them like the queen that they are, they're an equal part of the relationship.
Yeah. Somebody's going to take care of business.
Yeah, take care of business and be relied on. So there's things that each person needs.
Yeah.
So we don't take each other for granted, because if we ever feel like we are, then we nip it in the butt.
Yeah, yeah. And I think that even in that conversation that we had last week, there was an opportunity for growth, because we talked about how, specifically me, how I have to get better at giving words of affirmation. I do it, but because it's not the way I feel loved, it's a stretch for me to give love that way. And it's something that I have to consciously think about, because you don't ever have to tell me I'm beautiful. You don't ever have to tell me you appreciate me. I don't feel loved that way. It doesn't make me feel it's nice to hear it, but
that's not a love language.
Need it. Yeah. So, and a lot of times this is the case, you have to really hone in and try to do what it is that makes your spouse feel loved, because 9 times out of 10, it's not going to be the same way you feel loved. So you have to actually work at it. You have to consciously make the decision.
Yeah.
You know what? Let me affirm him. Let me tell him, how handsome he is, how I appreciate him. And you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So yeah, it was a conversation you know what? I could do a lot better at that.
It was good. Yeah. But it was and the thing is, for Gabrielle, she's a perfectionist, right? So for her, she thinks she has to do, it has to be something big. And I was like, you don't overthink it, sweetheart. You don't have to overthink it. Literally, you melt my heart the minute that you say hi. Like, because I love you. Like, you are God's gift to me. So, like, if you just say, you know, I love you, or you look, you know, your haircut looks really good. Mm-hmm. Like she said, when she saw my haircut today, she's like, oh, you look good. And that melts my heart. Mm-hmm. That's like, you know, for me, that's like, oh my.
Mm. Yeah, it doesn't have to be this my grand. My wife,
man, she likes, you know, it. So
poetic situation.
No, exactly. Right. So I just don't overthink it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it was great conversation. Yeah.
I thought that was good. I don't know that we're going to make it through all seven of these. And all of these we don't really have to elaborate on. But the second one was you don't prioritize couple time. And I will elaborate on that because date nights is something that we have held on to since the beginning. Mm-hmm. Like, we will make sure that we have some couple time. And if weeks go by where we're slacking,
we're like, we need to get one.
It's time to, is the babysitter available? Because we need some time.
And we've been traveling so much that we haven't had them. So now that we're not, we're going to figure out when we can get them back in. So
we got one coming.
We got one Saturday.
We're excited about that. Absolutely. So, that is key. Like, and I know it becomes difficult because children are born, they come into the picture, and then your priority shifts, and you feel like the children are the only priority, and, you know, your spouse gets thrown to the wayside. But it's like, no. You get it really back in. Like, yes, children are a priority, but they don't take the place.
So does your marriage.
Exactly. So that's a good one. Next one was you've started living separate lives, which is interesting to me because, we are so, like, we work together, we live together, we're always together, we travel together. I don't even see how that's possible.
You know, I guess that would be like, you know, if, you know, for instance, you start, if like you're every night you're going out with your friends, or every night I'm going out with my friends, every weekend, like the date nights stop, every weekend I'm going to do this, you're going to, like, it becomes where you're just doing everything. Yeah, you're doing everything separately. Like, maybe that's what they mean by that.
Maybe. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. That's
That's interesting.
We're attached to the hip.
Yeah, no, we don't do very much without each other. The next one was you're dissatisfied by one or multiple aspects of your relationship.
Oh, she's satisfied.
You know it. That's a really good one. It's interesting. It says one way to overcome dissatisfaction in your relationship is to find new things to do together, which is interesting. But I was going to say one way to get over dissatisfaction is to talk about it. Like,
open your mouth.
Communicate. I thought that that's where they were going. Like, you're dissatisfied about these things and you're not talking about it.
Yeah, like, say something.
That's what's going to create tension, and then y'all just gonna be walking around upset with each other over something that the other person doesn't even know. It's like, why are you mad? Like, you ain't even tell me.
Like, I don't understand. Like we
give me a chance to fix it.
Why exactly do people get in relationships and forget how to be adults? Like, you can go to work and you can open your mouth and run your mouth and have a big opinion on everything else at work.
When it comes to your spouse, you mum.
But when you with your spouse, the person you say you want to be with for the rest of your life, you can't open your mouth to say how you feel. Like, it's don't ever think it's wrong for you to share how you feel out of trying to make sure you don't hurt the other person's feelings. Like, your feelings matter too. So if you're feeling a certain way, like, let them know. It might hurt their feelings right off the bat, but let them know out of love. Like, look, this is, you know, bothering me. I want to fix it. But I need you to know, so we can work together to fix it.
And I think that's a red flag too. Like, if you're in a space or in a relationship where you feel like you have to sugarcoat things, or you can't be 100%
if you're walking on like what's called eggshells or whatever.
Yeah, walking on eggshells, then that's something you got to deal with also. Like, because that, who want to live like that? If I got to worry about hurting your feelings every time I express something, like, that's, We got to figure this thing out. And I mean, obviously, every time I express something, it's not going to be bad. But I need to be able to have that freedom and that comfortability to come to you and be like, this is bothering me, or this is not working, or, you know, can we try this? Like,
and that's a waste of eggs. I mean, think about it, like, because then if you walk on the wrong one, then it breaks, and you got a mess, you got yolk everywhere.
I cannot do it. It doesn't even make sense. That's a waste of eggs. You heard it here first. So this one kind of goes along with number five. It says you started keeping things to yourself. So Yeah, I guess. I don't know. This one says, it says, just to be clear, we all have the right to keep certain things to ourselves. While your partner might know a majority of things, they don't have to know everything, especially if you are not comfortable sharing it. But if you are being dishonest about things you used to be honest about, that is not a good sign. I don't really know that I agree with that first sentence.
I don't agree with that.
That's interesting.
It's very interesting. Like, what do you...
Like, what is it that you... Certain things that you keep to yourself, like what? Like what? I'm just, you know what I'm
my
saying?
My thing is, you should... Again, you married this person saying they're going to be with you. Mm-hmm. You want to be with them for the rest of your life. Therefore, hence, they should become your best friend.
Yeah.
And if you can't tell them everything, or if you don't feel comfortable telling them everything, I think that's an issue. I think that every day, every day you should be working towards trying to be able to, mm-hmm. to share everything with your
yeah,
spouse.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think of an example of something that, like, I mean, and I think, okay, something as simple as like, okay, yeah, I don't have to give you the play-by-play of my whole entire day if I don't feel like it. Like, yeah, but I'm trying to think of something major where it would be okay to keep it to yourself. I feel like, especially if it affects your spouse. If it, you know what I'm saying? Like, it needs to be shared.
But why would it ever need to be? I don't understand why anything would need to be
secret.
Kept.
That's how I read it. It's like, it's okay to have secrets. And maybe that's not what they meant by it, but I don't know.
I'm just trying to think why it would ever need to be, right?
Yeah.
Unless you're trying to plan a party for me, keep that a secret. Okay, got it. You're trying to plan a surprise party. Okay, got it.
Okay. So the article, it linked to 7 secrets you don't have to tell your partner if you don't want to. So maybe we'll talk about this in the next one, because I think that this is probably going to be pretty interesting. So I'm gonna stay on task, okay. But yeah, I'm very curious to see what that article has to say.
Tell me about it.
I mean, you ain't got to do anything, but if you want a healthy relationship, there are some things that you should do.
Yes.
That's all I'm saying. Okay, so number 6 is you keep having the same fights over and over again. And I think that that's pretty self-explanatory. And I would
over
say that...
Over and over again.
I would say that that keeps it's happening because...
Oh, okay. Making it over and... Oh, sorry.
Really?
Sorry, go ahead.
Are you done?
I'm done.
I feel like you got a little bit more.
Good. I'm good. I got it, sweetie. I got it.
I feel like as soon as I start talking, you're going to start singing.
I'm good. Seriously, I'm done. I'm serious. I'm
so,
done. Over and over. Okay, go ahead. I'm done. Go ahead. I'm done.
I knew it was coming.
I'm done.
Yeah. So I think that's very common. We see that all the time. Like, I see that in people that I know. Just be arguing over the same stuff over
because,
and over
because
again.
You've never fully addressed the issue.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you just sugar. Like, basically, you get in a big old fight. And then majority of the time, I would guess, you probably just end up, you know, having some sex.
making sex.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, and then it's forgot about because y'all lovey-dovey.
Yeah.
But the issue was never squashed. Addressed.
Or somebody apologizes, but they still do the same thing.
That's a big one, too.
The behavior
doesn't
change.
Yes,
so, I mean, I think that that's pretty self-explanatory. Like, yeah.
If you're fighting about the same thing over and over, yes, you probably should,
You should be looking at the deeper things. Yeah. and let's see. The last one is you have different spending and saving habits. Maybe there's more. Did I say it was 10 things?
9 things.
It's 9 things. Oh, okay. So that wasn't the last, but you have different spending and saving habits.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that we can all agree that finances is.
I think it's one of the biggest contributors to divorce is finances.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it's like, if we in this thing together, we need to be in this thing together. We need to have the same goals. We need to know where our money is going, you know, what we're going to do with it. What is the plan?
Absolutely.
Like, yeah. So I think that that's a major thing.
That's the thing that you need to, you know, seek help on possibly too, because everybody grows up differently. So if you grew up with a ton of money and the other person grew up with a little money and now you have middle money,
mm-hmm.
then you're both in a weird zone, right?
Yeah.
And the person that was broke might now want to spend a lot, and the person that was rich now has to spend less.
Yeah.
Like, all these factors of money, you know, can, and yeah, you've got to just We've done that. Plans. We've done budgets together. Yeah. We've had people help us with budgets. We have a financial planner now.
Yeah.
Because we want to be on the same page and make sure that we're, you know, meeting goals together.
Right. Absolutely.
Because it feels amazing.
Yeah, it does. It feels really good. We've been doing really good with that. But yeah, because we both come into the relationship with our own perceptions about money and our own history with money. Yeah. And you know what I'm saying? So it's like the meshing of the two and coming to a common ground. Like, absolutely. Okay, for this household, this is what we believe about money. This is how we are going to treat it. This is what we're going to do.
And if you don't do that stuff, what she just said, it can be stressful.
Oh, yeah.
Earlier in our marriage, like, we were trying to figure out how to do it. There was times where we didn't want to talk about money because we didn't fight. We just didn't want to talk about money because
we didn't agree.
Because we just didn't understand each other's habits.
Mm-hmm. We couldn't figure it out.
So we didn't talk about it in really deeply or in depth, right?
Yeah.
And we got past that. We said, look, we got to talk about this. And so we did. And now it's an open book now, you know?
Yeah, it's really good. So, and I think it's taken us a while to get in a good rhythm with it. And, you know, like, knowing both of us know what's happening. Yeah. We can talk about it freely. Like,
you got to work at it.
Yeah. Work at it. That's a good one. Okay, number 8 says, you don't have that one activity you love sharing together. Interesting. What is our one activity that we love sharing together? Travel, I feel like.
Yeah, travel.
Probably. I think travel is one of them. What?
Oh. I said stop and started. It's about to stop, isn't it?
No.
How long does it go?
22, 30 minutes.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Yeah.
But thank you, though. Oh, because this kept running, maybe. That's weird.
Let's see.
Says, like, without a common shared interest, a relationship may start to feel more like a friendship than anything else.
I mean,
interesting perspective.
I think for us, like, travel's our big one. Mm-hmm. We love to experience new things together. But also like what, for instance, like what last weekend I think it was last weekend. Mm-hmm. I basically was a DJ for her.
What you mean?
Remember, I DJ'd in the kitchen. Remember?
Oh yeah.
For like an hour,
we love music.
We love music. I literally just put on different songs that remind us of our past, stuff that remind us of different times.
That and was
we
a
just,
good time.
We just jammed out because we love music together. You know, we used to road trip and we would just listen to music together. So, I mean, like, it doesn't have to be anything like crazy and big, I don't think. It's about something that just is common bond.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe I'm overthinking it. Like, there has to be at least one thing that you guys enjoy doing together, because then, like, if there's not, then you're probably not spending very much time with each other. So that makes sense.
Yeah. So, we're foodies. You guys know that. Mm-hmm. So
we love to go out to
eat. We like to go eat together. That's something that we enjoy doing. Like,
tried a new restaurant yesterday. It was bomb.
It was bomb. Yes, exactly. but yeah, I mean, that's the thing. That's stuff that we enjoy doing together. And I mean, I don't know. Yeah, I think it's a good idea. Yeah, good idea to figure out what the things you like to do and you know, do more of that stuff.
Mm-hmm. So the last one says, you process time differently. And I don't really know what the meaning is.
I feel like that means that you, for instance, if you want to be on a hard schedule, and I don't want to be on a hard schedule.
I don't know that that's what they mean.
Like we got time. Don't worry about it. We got time. Maybe like that. Or.
So this says, okay, it says some people are able to grow and change quickly while other people are not. At the same time, some people deal with issues faster than others. Some people are able to move on after loss or handle a new job or move gracefully, while others take a longer time to come around and adapt to change. If you and your partner don't process time or life experience at the same time, you might find it difficult to stay happy together in the long run. So basically, I guess your ability to deal with change, perhaps, or just, you know, anything, the gamut of things. And I don't know. I don't think that we process things at the same time.
No.
I think that that's what makes you an individual, and you don't have to do it at the same time.
Yeah, I mean.
I think that
you have to learn how to be supportive.
The key is being supportive and understanding of the difference.
Like, Gabrielle never once. And she would have never done this, but what I mean is she never once, you know, every morning after my dad passed, she would just, you know, how you feeling today? Mm-hmm. How you doing today? Or when dad's anniversary comes around, she says, how you feeling today? You know, but she's never once been like, if I got emotional, been like, you know, had this feeling or this aura of, okay, all
get
right,
over it.
Get
right.
over it. Like, right. you know, why are you still emotional? Mm-hmm. You know, because like everybody, excuse me, deals with things differently, yeah. right? And, you know, for instance, with her, like, you know, just with, you know, if she is upset or frustrated about something, you know, like, you know, then I have to know how, I had to learn how to be able to be there for her mm-hmm. so that I could support her. Because for me, I'm a lot more lighthearted and, you know, like,
yeah,
you know,
kind
of just shrug things off. Oh, it's good. Whereas, you know,
yeah, I'm definitely not that at all.
Exactly. So, yeah, so we process things differently, mm-hmm. but we know how to support each other. And that's what's important.
Yeah. So that's interesting. Very good article. I'll put it yes. in the show notes if you guys want to check it out. I mean, obviously, this wasn't a whole lot about our anniversary, but I think it's good just to
yeah.
talk through these things. You could be married. You could be on your way to marriage. You could mm-hmm. want to aspire to be married one day.
Absolutely.
And these are some things to look out for. So you yeah. make sure you make it past the 7-year itch and all of that good stuff.
Yes.
You guys, I think we're going to probably cut it short. Just wrap that up.
Yeah.
We don't really have much.
No, we don't
else.
Have much. We just we thought this would be fun, a little something different.
Yeah.
Let us know what you felt about the question. Let us know what you think about some of the stuff we read from that article.
Mm-hmm.
We'll try to link that article as well so you can check it out for yourself.
Yes. As always, you can find us on the internet. You can find us on YouTube. And if you want to watch this podcast at Let's Make Out Podcast, it's YouTube/ Let's Make Out Podcast.
Mm-hmm.
You can follow us on Twitter. Yep. At Let's Make Out Pod
mm-hmm.
or on Facebook and Instagram at Let's Make Out Podcast.
That's right.
Yeah. And we'd also love it if you guys would take the time to review
Please.
This podcast, give it a rating, let us know that you're enjoying it.
Yes.
If you found a particular portion of this helpful or you liked it, we'd love it if you'd share it on your social media and tag us. You can use hashtag LMO Podcast.
That's right.
Or hashtag Let's Make Out Podcast.
Exactly.
So,
yeah.
Thank you guys
yeah,
so much.
Thank you so much. And if you're watching, make sure you subscribe
mm-hmm.
and, you know, hit that notification bell. That way you know when new videos are coming out. But yeah, thank you so much. This has been another good one. I enjoyed
yes,
it, sweetheart.
It's been a good one.
And we will
we'll
talk to you next
soon.
Time.
Bye, guys.
Deuces.